Yeah, I know, mate. Look, I'm sorry. Maybe it's my opportunity to say, plenty more fish in the sea, but I know it's a shitty time. But you mentioned in Lost Causes. I never did tell you about what happened at the screening, did I? You were there. When we got lost because of the crowds, I ended up at the back, you ended up at the front, you know. Well, I never did tell you what happened, did I? Well, everyone was chattering, and I ended up at the back, like I said. And there were these girls in front. One of them stumbled, and I reached out and caught her. And, she kind of turned around and looked at me. And she was your typical nightmare. All blonde hair and these really piercing blue eyes. She was gorgeous. She must have been, I guess, my height. And she flashed me a smile, and I was still holding on to her hips. And she had really, you know what I'm like when it comes to legs. Her calves were fucking gorgeous. I just wanted to sink my teeth into them, or stroke them, or run my fingernail up and down, lingering on the back of the knee. And she was with her friends, and she didn't seem to mind that my hand was lingering on her hip, and she pressed into me, which, caused a reaction, should we say. And I was just holding on to her, wrapping my big arms and my big hands flat against her waist. And she was absolutely loving it. She just, it was just, strangers crossing paths. And I started stroking her belly, and that caused something of a reaction. And she just arched her back and leant back into me, pushing and squirming. And I was so rock hard. And I kind of thought, what the fuck is going on? And I just started, with my fingertips, just circling around her belly button, which I think was pierced because I could feel something there. And she just closed her eyes, and I heard her moan a little. And I was just going from hip bone to hip bone, trying to work out what to do next. Imagining such filthy things. I know. But you know how much of a tactile person I am. I started kissing the back of her neck, and she put her head to one side, and then put her hands on top of my hands and was just enjoying that feeling of skin on skin, knowing I was there, feeling me there. And her friends were kind of taking sideways glances, and not really, it seemed like they weren't really surprised. And then she paused my hands and pressed them so my fingertips went under the waistband of her skirt. And I took this as an invitation, and just slowly inched downwards to see what I could find. Fingertips, and now I was kissing harder onto her shoulders, through that blonde hair, imagining what it would feel like to be inside her. It's been a dry spell, I know, but it just felt so natural, as if we'd been doing this for years. It was joyous, even. And I was inching down, waiting to feel a little foliage. And then I didn't. And I just stroked her beautiful, warm little pussy down beside each lip, her mound just inflating, flaring and getting warmer by the touch, by the second. And I could feel her breathing against me, getting ever more excited. And there I was, making her feel good, imagining that I was inside her. And everyone around us just melted away as we found ourselves in that moment. And I just stroked up and down that wet little slit. Two fingers just damp. And I took my hand away and rubbed it across my face just so I could smell her. And she smelt amazing. And I licked my fingers and went back to her and pressed down further this time. And just parted her lips so I could feel that warmth, that slickness. And then I began to think about crooking fingers inside. And she knew what was on my mind because she parted her legs and anchored against me, my cock, eager and hard, pressed against her. And I just played my little game. And my fingers went inside, as if they'd been invited. And she stiffened just ever so slightly as she felt me come inside her, knowing that I wanted to come inside her. And she pressed against me. And I played with her titties, squeezing them. I reckon she must have been at least a D. Big handfuls. Oh, my fingers. One hand squeezing her tit, making marks and dragging my nails, and my other hand just sliding up and down and back and forth. And she started to twitch, and I danced with her, swaying back and forth, and she squirmed against me. And I wanted her to reach behind and just feel me. Feel the desire. Feel the fact that I was leaking out at the top. And back and forth my fingers went. Feeling her rhythm. Timing. Every time I reached a little deeper, just rubbing against that stiff little pebble. And I wanted her to come. I wanted everyone to see that she was ready to come. I wanted her to turn round and kiss me so hard, pressing that swollen mound against me. Wanting me inside of her proper. But she didn't. But she twitched And she twitched again, and every time she did, I could feel her clenching. And I wanted her to come so fucking hard. And when she finally did, I was so fucking proud. I just made a stranger tighten on my fingers. And she was glorious, gasping. And then I took my fingers out and licked them and wiped them across her mouth. And she closed her eyes and threw her head back, and I kissed her neck, my teeth dragging across the soft flesh of her neck. And she opened her eyes, all glistening and excited, put her fingers to my lips, and then she kissed me. And then she walked away. But she whispered one thing before she did. Patsy. And I went home with a grin upon my face you wouldn't believe. And I didn't wash my hands, because I'm a dirty bastard and I wanted her smell and her perfume, and you know how that fucking drives me wild. Just a dab of perfume down there between their legs. Because it mixes with their natural fucking odor. And I wanted it to last as much and as long as it could. And even to this day, I still occasionally wonder where Patsy ended up. Because that, my friend, was one fucking blonde that I wanted to fuck so fucking badly. Oh, fucking Patsy. Dear God.